Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan. Got a special guest with me on the phone today. We are going to check back in with Janine Wardy, who is part of the Out of the Darkness Traverse City Walk, which is next weekend. Are you pulling your hair out yet?
No, we are very excited. The next 7 days, 8 days will be unbelievably busy, but hey, we're ready. It's going to be great.
Busy for a great cause. Let's just back up a little bit. I know we've been talking about this for a while, and we did it last year, and there's still probably people who aren't familiar with what's going on. So run it down real quick.
Okay. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has a national walk in the month of September, which is Suicide Prevention Month. And my husband and I are the chair people, along with an amazing committee, are bringing back the Traverse City Out of the Darkness Walk, which is for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. On next Saturday, the 14th, at the Open Space in Traverse City, check-in begins at 9 and the walk steps off at 11 o'clock.
And it is just a day of wonderful connection with people to keep the conversation going about mental health issues and the fact that you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of anyone else, and that you're not alone out there. That is the best thing about this walk, I think.
Absolutely. Being with those with lived experience. When we lost our son to his mental illness, severe depression, he died by suicide. We're coming up on the 4-year date for that, the end of September. And shortly after we lost Zechariah, we went to a walk, Out of the Darkness Walk in the Grand Rapids area, and we were completely surprised how being with people with lived experience is healing, and knowing that you're not alone. When you lose someone to suicide, you feel very alone, you feel very isolated, and being with people with lived experience is, it's just a huge hug when you're with those people. This is going to be a safe space for you on Saturday. It's going to be a place where you're not going to be judged. You're going to be loved. You're going to be hugged. And we just want you to know that you matter and that you are loved and your story is not over. And we want you to walk away full of hope. It's a walk for hope.
There's so many other things too. I want to remind people to get there early because you have so many different activities and things that people can participate in as well.
That's right. Yes. We encourage pre-registry at our website, which I know you've got, Susan, on your website. But you can also register that day. So registration and check-in begins at 9. From 9 to 10:40, we have several vendors this year and many activities of remembrance and hope. Some really great ones this year, again, that we did last year with a rock painting. We have a poster making tent this year. You can bring an enlarged picture of your loved one and make a poster to carry during the walk. And then at 10:45 to 11, we have a very powerful opening ceremony. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll step the walk off and we'll go right downtown with our message of normalizing the conversation around mental health and suicide prevention.
And like you said, you can still sign up. You can sign up to that day, but you still need volunteers. It takes a whole army of people to put this together. So how can people get involved in that?
Sure. Thank you for saying that. Yes. At our website, there is a link that you can click on, and that's our sign up link. You can go and look at all the different things that we need. Last year, we had over 100 volunteers that helped. We need that many, if not more, this year. So yes, you can go and click on that link. Very easy to sign up. I also should say that on our webpage, there is some information about parking. Parking can always be a little bit of a
challenge.
And so we are encouraging, if you would like to, you can park at the Denos Museum parking lot, and just outside of their parking lot out on Front Street is a Beta bus stop. You can get on the bus there, and that will take you right to the open space that runs all day long, so you'll be able to take that back to your vehicle at the museum parking lot, and that begins at 7 a.m. in the morning, so that's something that you guys might want to look into as far as parking. That information's on our website also.
Awesome. Well, Janine, we are so happy to be part of this. You know how I feel about it. I am blessed to be able to participate. So we will be there. See you next Saturday. Again, there is a link on our website at 1029bigcountry.com. You can follow them on Facebook, which is the best way, I think, to keep up with all the up-to-date information. What is your Facebook page?
Well, it's the Michigan chapter. It's AFSP American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Michigan chapter. We do tons of updates on that. And even if you go to our event page, which is on the Michigan chapter, I've been trying to do updates on that two or three times a day now. So that would be a way to look at it, to go to our event page, just search the Traverse City Walk, Out of the Darkness Walk, and there'll be some updates there. Before I forget, Susan, we appreciate so much what your station is doing and what you've done. You did last year for us, and this year again, we appreciate it more than we can say. We have so much amazing support from the community, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine, and we will see you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Out of the Darkness, Traverse City Walk, coming up next Saturday, September 14th. You will find all the details on our website. And please, if you can, make a donation to my team. I would really appreciate it. Go to 1029bigcountry.com.